This is program number LW2487. Well, it's only skin deep. I'm talking about Miss Beauties. That's what we've been led to believe. Beauty is only skin deep. But you know, so is ugly. Hi, this is Larry West. And that's why this year, millions of Americans will try to change the way they look. The difference between pretty and ugly becomes pretty important. A 500,000 of us will undergo cosmetic surgery this year. Another 40 million will go on a diet, and countless thousands will try contact lenses, jogging, facials, and a new shade of lipstick. That's because the difference between pretty and ugly is just pretty important. Comedian Gilda Radner says, "When I was 9, I was scapegoated terribly. I was overweight. They made fun of me." Singer and songwriter Paul Williams says, "When you look like I do, growing up is a painful process. It's a prejudiced world we live in, and it's especially true when how we look determines a great deal how not only others feel toward us, but how we feel about ourselves. Pretty as a picture, plain as paint, ugly as sin. Which are you?" We Americans have been brought up to believe that our value is determined largely by our looks. Just look at the fairy tales we learned as children. Witches are ugly. Beautiful little girls are always good little girls. Look at Cinderella. That pretty girl is good because she's pretty. Now, her sisters were wicked, so guess what they looked like? And, of course, you know why the ugly duckling was the outcast. The only way he could be accepted into the family was upon his turning into a beautiful swan. You know, if the real value of a man or a woman were determined by how he or she looks, then we probably never would have made it through what some say was the worst war our country ever had. During the days just before the Civil War, when Abraham Lincoln used to ride the circuit as a lawyer traveling from one county court to another, he was one day accosted by a stranger who walked up to him and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I have an article which belongs to you." Well, Lincoln was surprised. He saw the man take a jackknife out of his pocket and hand it to Lincoln. The man said, "This knife was given to me several years ago. I was told that I was to keep it until I found a man homelier looking than I am myself." Then the stranger said, "Allow me to say, sir, that you are fairly entitled to this property." If there's one man who was by all means not pretty as a picture, but was rather plain as paint, and some say even he was as ugly as sin, it was Abraham Lincoln. But if his real value was determined by how he looked, then we probably would have never made it through the war. This republic might not have been preserved under the able leadership of that president's astonishing virtues of long-suffering patience, compassion, honesty, and incredible integrity. The truth of the matter is, a person's real value is not determined by how he or she looks. You know, if you were able to see in real life Jesus Christ, you might be astonished. He was no Sir Galahad. He did not look like a real Mr. Prince Charming. The Bible says he had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. Plain as paint. That apparently is what Jesus Christ looked like. But look how much he's worth. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I don't care what you look like, God loves you. And he came to this old world of ours just to show how much you're worth. You know, God must have liked plain-looking people. He made a lot of us like that, didn't he? I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's absolutely free of charge. More than 80,000 people have enrolled in this free, non-denominational Bible study course. In the course, we go to the Bible to find out what the Bible has to say on certain issues and to find out how much God values all of us people, pretty or ugly. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe. Now, that's two words. West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.